This is Subsector Signals, and I'm Phil Dearson. These are tough economic times. We know that our businesses can do more with less by giving our digital operations an upgrade, but many SMEs worry about the costs involved. I've been doing some digital operations volunteering for a local association recently. They have almost no budget at all, but they're crying out for more effective and efficient ways of working. In tough times, you have to spend your valuable time focusing on what you're best at, rather than farting around with admin. So I've been spending time looking at what you can do to upgrade your digital operations if you're on a shoestring budget. Let's address the caveat in the room first. Your mileage may vary. While the principles here are sound that I'm going to talk about, you'll need to make sure you're making choices that suit your specific needs. And this takes us to point one. First, describe your processes. This doesn't need the help of an enterprise architect. Sorry, guys, no disrespect. Love your work, everything. Simply jot down, or even better, draw a diagram that clarifies what happens, when, and how. For example, Candice receives an email inquiry about a bathroom renovation project. She forwards the email to Gregory, who uses Excel to pull together a rough estimate. He emails that file to Maximus Decimus Meridius, who updates the customer record in another spreadsheet and adds the estimate to the accounting software. He then texts Cruella Deville to let her know that an estimate is ready to be sent out, and so on. When thinking about how digital operations can help you, keep an eye on this diagram, because it's really easy to get sucked in by cool software features that don't improve your specific situation. I can't outline every tool you need for digital operations on a budget or every use case, but here's what I can tell you. You'll need a database. Don't be put off by the word database. I simply mean a home for your structured data. So things like clients and customers. The structured data will include related names, email addresses, telephone numbers, previous orders, upcoming opportunities, etc. This database will end up being the very center of your digital operations, with data flowing in and out like a weird set of geeky lungs, breathing life into the rest of your business. Do note, though, that if it's ugly, the interface is ugly, or it's difficult to use, it won't get used. So find something pleasurable to work with. Some really economical options for this include Notion, and there'll be links to all of this in the notes. Notion, which is a personal favorite at the moment. Coda, Coda, Airtable, Smartsheet, and Spreadsheet.com, but there are loads more, and they all have different features. Next thing you'll need is an accounting system, and I know this sounds obvious, but it isn't always, not to everyone. You'll want one that you can use easily on your phone, and it must support integrations so that it can talk to your database and your other tools. Leaders in the category are Xero, which is a bit ugly, but powerful. I find it difficult to use personally. FreeAgent, that's a personal favourite of mine, and QuickBooks. I'm not really sure why people choose QuickBooks, to be honest, but it's popular. Now, some banks will offer some of these for free if you have your business account with them. Next, you'll need integration. Again, this is scarier than it sounds. Think of integration platforms as the strands of a spider web connecting your tools. So one thread connects your accounting software to your database, and another thread connects your database to your email newsletter, and so on. Once they're connected, which can take a matter of minutes, they'll listen for triggers in each system, allowing them to automatically make changes in another system. For example, update customer records and then send out an invoice automatically. These are also really cheap for what you get, and some of the good ones are Zapier, that's a personal favourite of mine, and Make, which was formerly called Integromat, which is a bit of a mouthful. That's probably why they changed the name. Now, It's possible to get your database and your accounting system and your integrations for less than $10 a month in total. So pretty cheap. You will need a website at some point if you're going to engage in digital operations. This is another obvious one. But to get the most out of your digital operations, you need to connect your website to your business systems. They shouldn't be separate entities. When trigger actions occur on that website, like someone filling out a form, you want any associated admin to happen automatically. There are so many cheap or free website building systems out there that I can't possibly list them all, but common ones where you get quite a lot for your money are WordPress, Wix, and Squarespace. But don't overlook the more modern marketing tools like ConvertKit, Ghost.org, and Webflow. They'll let you set up a simple website, but they'll also connect up email newsletters, automation rules, e-commerce, memberships, and downloadable courses. Lots of other options there too. Now, for some businesses, this sort of combi tool, not really sure what the industry word is for them, might be all you need to run your entire business. So in summary, get a database, accounting software, integration tool, and a website, all for potentially less than $10 a month. Look at your process diagram and see which tasks can be automated by your new tools. Now, if you or anyone you know needs help selecting tools or getting set up, just let me know and I'll be happy to help. If you'd like to know more about becoming a digital business, visit subsector.co.